بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، welcome back my noble and beloved students. We continue our studies in the subject, the great and most important subject of Al-Aqidah. Al-Aqidah. Aqidah. Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah. Studying the subject of creed and belief and sincere and true proper Islamic faith and Al-Iman. The correct Tawheed and Iman and Aqidah. That is a bond and a promise and a covenant and oath in the heart of a believer. That is a bond with Allah and a promise with Allah, that one believes in Allah, that He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that He is the one who has brought everything into existence and given everything its shape and its form. He created the human being and the eyes, and He gave them eyesight and hearing, and He created the trees, and He created the wind, and He makes the wind blow and move and bring rain, and He brings rain from the sky. This is Aqidah. No one does this except for Allah. This is the belief. We believe that He is the one who brings the rain alone with no helpers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that He has a life that is perfect, and that He is alive and He never dies. And He is strong and He's never weak. He is Al-Hay, Al-Ladhi La Yamut, the one who is alive and never dies. And He is Al-Qawi, Al-Mateen, strong and powerful. Al-Aziz, the Almighty, Al-Ali, He is the Most High, Al-Kabir, the Greatest. Believing in this and knowing Him in this manner, and also believing that He is the only one worthy of worship. This is Aqidah. Believing that He has created angels and that He has entrusted them with different responsibilities, and believing that He has sent books and revelation clarifying the straight path that leads to His pleasure and clarifying the bad ways that He does not like, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing that He has sent messengers from the first of mankind all the way to the end of mankind, and the seal and the last messenger, His name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Aqidah and this is creed. Believing that we will meet Allah azza wa jal, the one who created us and the one who provides for us and sustains us. Believing that we will meet Him on the last day, whenever the resurrection is established, and the people, they all die and they will be brought back to life and come out of their graves on a great day. في يوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. On a great day, the people, all mankind, they will stand in front of Allah, and He will hold them accountable. And those who did good deeds, they will have good with Allah. And those who have bad deeds, then they should fear for their actions and not blame anyone except for their own souls. This is Aqidah. And to believe and to know with certainty that Allah, He has the ability to do all things. And He knows all things. And He has written down all things. And it is with Him in a scripture, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing happens in His creation except with His permission. And He is the creator of all things. Believing in His divine decree. This is Al-Aqidah. This is Al-Aqidah. Naam, and this is the subject that we are studying. In our previous class, barakallahu fikum, we have seen the linguistic meaning of linguistic derivative of the word aqidah, and it comes from al-aqd. What is al-aqd? Al-aqd in English. Al-aqd. What verb is that from? Someone can type text. Ni'ma. To tie something down. Al-aqd is a knot. Al-aqada ya'qidu. Naam. To tie something down. How do you say knot? Kayfa tukul knot bil-arabiyya? Kayfa tukul knot بالعربية. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. عقدة. نعم أحسنت. عقدة. نعم somebody's typing. الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. عقدة. العقدة is a knot. That's from عقدة. So likewise, also, what is عقد? Also, somebody is going to get married. What do they do after they get married? They make a promise between each other. That's called عقد. And then they write it down to emphasize that this is established, and that's called an عقد, a contract. And then somebody, he makes a promise he's not going to do something or that he will do something, that's called an عقد. And Allah, he commanded the believers that they must fulfill their عقود. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. نعم. You have to أوفوا. You have to fulfill the promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised. Likewise, if you fulfill His promise and His oath, He will fulfill His promise with you. And He will grant you paradise and pleasure and a delight that never ends. نعيم لا ينفد. وأوفوا بأهدي أوفي بأهديكم وإياي فارهبون. And fulfill my covenant, and I will fulfill my covenant with you. And fear me alone. So therefore, al-aqidah, it is the bond and the contract and the promise that we believe in Allah alone, that He is the only one worthy of worship, because He is the one who has al-rububiyyah, and He is the one who has al-asma'i wa-sifat, al-asma'i al-husna, wa-sifat al-uliya, and He is the one who has the right to be worshipped, because He has divinity and power, supreme authority and command. And He is the creator of all things, and everything besides Him is created. And anything that is created, it does not deserve to be worshipped. No matter how great it is, even if it's a great, great, great angel, big and strong, like Jibreel, for example, very noble angel, but it's not worthy of worship. Why? Why is the angels not worthy? Why are the angels not worthy of worship? Because they are? Because they are? They are created. Allah created them. They used to not exist, and Allah created them and brought them into existence. What about prophets? Prophets are very nice and very honorable and noble and great. They have a high status and rank with Allah. Are they worthy of worship? Prophets. Are they worthy of worship? Prophets, are they worthy of worship? We make salat for prophets. We make dua to prophets. Huh? Why not? Because they're created. Allah created the prophets. Anything that's created is not worthy of worship. Because they're in need of Allah to create them, and they're in need of Allah to provide for them and sustain them. So from this aspect, although some parts of the creation are better than others, and some are more beloved to Allah than others, they all have the same common reality, that they're all creation, and they're not worthy of worship. They're not worthy of worship. Allah, He is worthy of worship, the creator of all things. This is aqidah, and this is the bond. We will not worship anyone except for Him. We will not worship anyone except for Him. And this is the promise. And if it's tight, strong, and firm in the heart of a Muslim, then he will have help and aid and blessing and barakah from Allah. And Allah will make the things that seem to be so impossible and hard for him, He'll make it easy for him. And he will think that he has no way out from difficulty, and he is not knowing where to go, but Allah will facilitate for him and bring ease to him. Why? Because his bond is strong and his promise is tight, and he loves Allah and he strives to obey Him, and he seeks forgiveness for his sins. Like this, one can have the great benefit and the fruits and the blessings of aqidah and tawheed and the iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. He guides the people by way of their faith in this life, guides them to the beautiful statements and the good words. Guides them to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Guides them to work the righteous actions, and to pray with ikhlas, and to have sincere love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam by their faith. He guides them to have good manners and to smile in the face of their brothers, and to always tell the truth even if it harms them, and to never tell a lie, and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public and in private. All of this is from the fruits and the blessing and the barakah of al-aqidah as-sahihah. Al-aqidah as-sahihah. Allah, He guided people to do this by way of their iman, and likewise in the hereafter, you know what Allah will do likewise by way of their iman? يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Their Lord will guide them by way of their iman to the best places in paradise, to the best seats and to the best lands and to the best areas. They have the best homes and the best families and the best life. And they get more beautiful and beautiful every day. And they never die or cry. And they never get sad. And they laugh and smile. And they live and never die. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. In Jannah. Allah guides them there by way of their iman. In iman, in Jannah, because of iman, the greatest fruit and the greatest blessing of all, the greatest blessing of aqidah, being safe from the hellfire, this is a great blessing. Being safe from the punishment of Allah, this is a great blessing. Entering the paradise and being there in the greatest joy, this is a great blessing. But greater than all of that, the greatest blessing and the number one fruit of al-Iman is that the believers, they get to see Allah. Those who have Iman and those who have Aqidah and it's strong and their bond is tight and they're truthful, with that, they will see their Lord. They will see their Lord in paradise. So therefore, this is something that is very, 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 very important. That's where we want to study, inshallah, and learn about al-Aqidah, and learn about al-Tawheed, and learn about al-Iman, al-Iman, al-Sadiq, al-Muthmir, lil-Amal al-Sarih, the truthful and sincere faith that brings about righteous and good actions. Righteous and good actions. What is the name of our subject? Aqidatu Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah. So far, with regards to this unwan, this title, we have studied the first word, aqidah. It's clear for everybody the meaning of this word, aqidah, linguistically and also legislatively. Again, as a reminder, the legislative meaning and the science that we are studying, this is the science of learning and studying about sincere faith in Allah and that which is an obligation to believe in from his rights and to learn about his rights and know about Tawheed in detail and likewise to believe in the angels and to understand the details that have come therein and his books and his messengers and likewise the last day and everything that is based upon that and the events that occur at the time of death and all the way until the resurrection. And all of these affairs, this is called aqidah. And also it is called tawheed. Ilmu al-aqidah. The science of, or the knowledge of, al-aqidah, creed. Wa ilmu al-tawheed. Wa ilmu usul al-deen. We want to write these down. These are some of the names of the science that we are studying. Ilmu al-aqidah. The science of creed. Al-aqidah. Ilmu al-tawheed, the science of al-tawheed, they have similar meanings and the likes, although there are slight differences. Also, it's called ilmu usul al-deen, usul al-deen, the science of the foundations of the religion, the foundations of the deen. Also, some of the people of knowledge have referred to this science as as-sunnah, as-sunnah. The scholars of Aqidah, and whenever they speak about creed and belief and Iman and Tawheed, they have called it a Sunnah. Not referring to like, is it Sunnah or is it obligatory? That. Not referring to like, is it Sunnah, meaning the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lived and he ate and he prayed and the likes like that. But Sunnah, meaning the creed he was upon, the belief that he was upon. They call it a Sunnah for this manner because the importance of understanding that it must be in accordance with the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Any creed that he did not believe in is nothing. And it's evil and it's bad. And any belief that he was not aware of and he did not call the people to, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that's no good and it's not right. So therefore, the proper creed is the creed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As-sunnah. Okay. We have to realize and we have to understand that there are many different creeds. There is many different creeds and many different beliefs. But the only one of them is true. And only one of them is correct. And only one of them is sound. And only one of them is acceptable. And the rest of them are rejected. And the rest of them are foul. And the rest of them are filthy. So the one that we're referring to Aqidatu Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah.
the creed of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. Naam, there is many other different false creeds. Like for example, they have Aqidatu al-Tathlif, A'udhu Billah, Aqidatu al-Nasara, the creed of the Trinity. And they believe that God is three, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. And they say that God is the Father, but then He's the Son. And then he say, no, but He's the Holy Ghost. And then they say, no, wait a second, but He's the Son. And then they say, God was on the earth, and He was born inside the belly of a woman. He came out the belly of a woman like everybody else. They say that about God. Ya'adhan billah. This is very, very silly. Other people, they have different types of aqidah and creeds. Some people, you know what they do? They worship cows. They worship cows. Are cows worthy of worship? Cows. Well, we just drank some milk, huh? Everybody drinks some milk this morning. Where did the milk come from? Cows. People worship the cows and they make dua to cows and they won't even eat the cows. In their country, if you eat the cow or you hurt the cow, they're going to put you in jail maybe. The cows, they worship cows. Moo. They worship the cow. Do you understand that? Is this a good aqidah? Can the cow, if somebody gets sick, can the cow cure you? If somebody is very scared from a tornado or the rain is get very bad and the lightning is scary outside, can the cow save you? If somebody needs to have a baby, can you call on the cow? Cow, can you provide for me a baby? The cow. No, the cow cannot do that. Why is the cow not worthy of worship? The main reason, number one reason.
Because
it is creation. Because Allah created it. Anything that is created is not worthy of worship. Number one principle. Because if Allah created it, that means it needs to have a creator. And then after it's created, somebody has to provide for it. Where does the cow get the grass from? Where does the cow, have to have water? Where does the water come from? If Allah didn't send the water, can the cow have water? Nope. Does the cow have to breathe? Does the cow have blood? Is that blood moving? Does the cow start out small and then become big? Where did the cow come from anyways? It was also in the belly of another cow. Allahu Akbar. All of this is signs that the cow is not worthy of worship. Naam. What happens on Eid al-Adha and the Muslims come to celebrate after they make takbir and they glorify Allah Azza wa Jal and then they pray Salat al-Eid and listen to the nice khutbah and the likes like this. What happens to the cows after that? He's not worthy of worship. He can't save himself from the Muslims on the day of Eid, so therefore he's not worthy of worship. See, this is false creeds. All creeds like this, they're false. The thing about our creed and the creed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah is that it is Aqidatun Munazzala. Aqidatun Munazzala. We memorize this part. It is a creed that came down from the heavens. A creed that came, it was revealed from the heavens. This came from Allah. The creed that we believe in, it came from Allah. Everything that we believe in, it came from Allah. And it began with Allah in the heavens. He revealed it. Minhu bada'a wa ilahi ya'ud. As for the other creeds, Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism and all and cow worship and even some of them are worse than that. They worship rats and the all these other many, many different, you know where they came from? هذه أقائد نبتت من الأرض. They came from the earth. People made them up. Somebody made up the Trinity. Somebody made that up. They're just sneaking. They said, I think that's good. That's right. Then the Judaism, they made that up. They made that up. All the Hinduism, Buddhism, they made that up. They just made it up. You understand what that means? Made something up. They thought about it. It was never there, and then they just made it up. As for the creed of al-Islam, the proper Islamic creed, it came down from the heavens. It was revealed in revelation. And it's the creed of all of the Muslims and the creed of all of the prophets. Aqidatu tawheed. Aqidatu tawheed. Ya qawmi, ubudu allaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. Ya qawmi, ubudu allaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. So for now, we want to learn the creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. The creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. This is the creed that we are talking about. Although we will learn some things about the other aqa'id al-batila, so that we can be aware of them and know the falsehood of that, and that we can be upon clarity bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala in our deen. So to continue the explanation of the title, we have seen the meaning of aqidah and the intent behind that, that we want to learn the correct one. It is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So now we have a question. من هم أهل السنة والجماعة؟ Who is أهل السنة والجماعة? What does that mean, and who are they? What does that mean, and who are they? And this is also very, very important. You know what? Because there are some people who lie, and they come and they say that they're from أهل السنة والجماعة, and they're liars, and they're liars. And they're not from أهل السنة والجماعة. There's people, you know what they do? They call on the people in the graves. They call on the people in the graves, and they seek aid and assistance from the people in the graves, and they say they're أهل السنة والجماعة. There's other people, you know what they do? They put on some thobes that are really pretty. They look really pretty, but they're silly actually. And they spin around in circles. They spin around in circles, and they say, we're from Ahl Sunnah to Wal Jama'ah. Yeah, they spin around in circles. Yeah, they're silly people. Huh? They get dizzy. That's like, you know, they're spinning around in circles, but they're going nowhere. That's what happens. That's what happens if you're upon falsehood. When people's upon falsehood, they work and they work and they work and they work. But you know what their work is like? And you know what they are resembled to? A donkey that's on a stick. He goes around in circles. All day, working hard, going around in circles, plowing, 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 but he never goes anywhere. He never goes anywhere. He's stuck on that pole, just going around in circles, round and round and round and round. That's like this. Those people who claim to be upon the creed of Ahl Sunnah, but they're not. They're upon falsehood. They're upon innovation. They're upon another creed, another way. They're just working so hard all day and all night, but nothing is accepted from them. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man amila amala laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." That whoever does a deed that's not in the way of our deen, that's not in accordance to our sunnah, that's not in accordance to our affair, it will be rejected. So they're working and working and working, but they get nothing. They get nothing. Their efforts are rejected. Iyadhu billah. So therefore, we want to know who they are truly. Ahlu sunnati wal jama'ah. First, the word ahlun. What is al-ahl? كيف أهلك? The word أهل, what does that mean? الأهل أهل people also could mean family, أسرة. كيف أهلك? How's your family? What's the plural of أهل? One plural is أهلونا. أهلنا قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. طيب, we won't go deep into that. أهل means family or means people. Okay? Means people. السنة, ما معنى السنة? What does السنة mean? The way, أحسن, الطريقة. ها? الطريقة والسيرة. نعم حسنة كانت أو سيئة. Linguistically, as-sunnah, it means the way of life or of a person, his methodology, his demeanor, the way that he lives, the way that he acts. نعم, whether it's good or bad, some people they have good sunnah, and some people they have a bad sunnah. And some people have a good way that they live their life, and other people they have a bad way that they live their life. So the word sunnah, linguistically, it means tariqah. نعم, wasira. The way of a person and his manners and his etiquettes and the lifestyle that he's upon, the way that he lives. Here, we're talking about not any sunnah, but we're talking about sunnah, huh? A sunnah an-nabawiyyah, the prophetic sunnah, the sunnah of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his sunnah is the best sunnah. Naam, and his sunnah is the best sunnah. So we're talking about the people of the Sunnah, meaning the people who follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inwardly and outwardly. Follow him in creed, follow him in worship, follow him in contracts and dealings, follow him in manners and etiquettes and behavior, follow him in every aspect. This is Ahl Sunnah. Who are they? If we look all throughout history, who are the people who really, really know the Sunnah and follow it properly and precisely? The companions, radiyallahu anhum, as-sahabatu al-kiram, they are Ahl Sunnah, haqqan. Okay, this is a question, maybe will come to you. Who is Ahl Sunnah haqqan? Man hum Ahl Sunnati haqqan? Who are real, the real Ahl Sunnah? Who is the real Ahl Sunnah? Number one, first and foremost, as-sabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Ha-ha-ha-ulai hum Ahl Sunnah. The first and foremost from those who lived with the Prophet in Mecca,
sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and believed in him, and migrated to Medina. And likewise, those noble believers who lived in Medina, who helped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all of those believers likewise that came in contact with the Messenger and met him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and believed in him, and they lived upon Islam and died upon Islam, they're called companions, and they are Ahl Sunnah. And they're the congregation. Well, jama'ah, it means to be congregated and to be unified. And this is because the people who truly follow the sunnah, you know what happens to them? Look, the people who truly follow the sunnah, you know what happens to them? Like, for example, this white guy, he wants to follow the sunnah. He's blessed. Then there's like a black guy, he was going to follow the sunnah. But then there's like Somali guy, and then there's like Indonesian guy. They're all over the world. This guy, he eats this type of food. This one, he likes hamburgers. The other one, he eats rice. The other one, he eats chicken. All over the different world. This one's tall, and this one's skinny, and this one's white. This one's light. This one's dark. This one's... Oh, different people all over the world, but Allah guide them, all of them, they want to follow the sunnah. They start following the sunnah, you know what happens to them? You know what happens to them? They all come together, and they're all united, and they all love one another, and they all believe the exact same thing. If you ask him, this white guy over here in America, what do you believe? He's from Ahl Sunnah. He says, I believe in Allah, and I believe in like this. And he'll, how do you believe in Allah? He'll tell you one like this and these principles. Then you go way over here on the other side of the world, this little bitty island in Indonesia, and you see the young Indonesian boy. You're from Ahl Sunnah. What do you believe in? I believe in this. Hey, that's what the white guy said. In America. Then you go to Africa and Somalia. Then you go down to Nigeria. Then you go to wherever you find Ahl Sunnah. If you go to Alaska, wherever you find Ahl Sunnah, you ask him. They never met each other. They don't know each other. They never talked to each other. Never seen each other. What do you believe in? They say, I believe in this and this and this and this. How do you worship Allah? Oh, we do this and we do this. Stand in line. Oh, you stand the same way I stand in the salat. Wow, Allahu Akbar. How is that? That's because the sunnah, what does it do to the people? It unites them. It unifies them. It brings them together. It makes them love one another and help one another. The ones who follow it truthfully and sincerely. So therefore, they're Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. They're Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. They are the unified. They're the people of the Sunnah, and they're unified. They're all together. That means like right now, we have so, you know what? We have brothers and sisters. We never met them. Just like us, they're studying today in their homes, in other different places in the world, in their masajid, in their homes. They're gathering together. They're learning aqidah. They're learning tahara. They're learning tazkiyat and nafs. They're learning all these beautiful things. They're studying seerah too. Just like this, because they're upon the same way. They're from Ahl Sunnah like us, even if we didn't meet them. Huh? But do you know what? We love them, and we hope good for them, and we hope that Allah will benefit by way of them, and make them lights for their community, and aid them. And if we meet them, and if we knew them, we would support them, we would help them, we would give them money, and we would help them physically and financially, and the likes like this. So this is the way of the sunnah. It unites the people, and it gathers the people. You know what the Muslims that don't follow the sunnah, you know what they're upon? It's the opposite. They're not Ahl Sunnah. You know what the... Not some of them are, but they're Muslims though, so it's lesser than shirk. It's called the opposite of sunnah, bid'ah. Bid'atun. Huh, we want to know about this. Bid'atun. So there's Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and there's Ahlu al Bid'ah. Huh? What iftiraq? The people of innovation and division. And the people who innovate and they don't follow the sunnah, they're always divided and they're never united. And sometimes it may look like they're united, but they're really divided. They might all be in the same masjid, but really they don't even like each other. Really, if you get down to it, whenever they get separated, you find one of them talking about the other one and backbiting this one and saying that about that one and that about this one. They spread rumors about that one. All of these silly things that these people do because they don't follow the sunnah. This is a punishment from Allah. That whoever does not follow the sunnah, he cannot have unity. And he cannot be united, and he will never find peace in his heart truly until he follows the way of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. The foundation of that, that's the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla and his companions. This is their Ahl Sunnah. Abu Bakr, he's Ahl Sunnah. Umar, Uthman, Ali, they're Ahl Sunnah. Radiallahu anhum. Ibn Mas'ud, this Ahl Sunnah. You understand that? Khadija, she's from Ahl Sunnah. They're the real Ahl Sunnah, the real people of the Sunnah. Whoever follows their way, they'll be like them. Whoever follows their way, they'll be like them. They'll be unified. They'll be aided. They'll be helped. They'll be victorious. They'll have the aid of Allah. They'll be upright. They'll be noble. They'll be honored. Likewise, they'll be tested and they'll be tried, but they will be given success and they'll have a good ending by the permission of Allah. Who is Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the foundation of this group. Now, they're the ones who are upon the correct deen. They're the ones who Allah said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَعْيُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. And there are many of them. They're the companions of the Prophet. Allah, He said that He's pleased with them. So do we like Allah to be pleased with us? Then we have to follow them. We have to be from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay? Not from Ahli al-Bid'ati wa al-Iftiraq. Al-Iftiraq, the people of innovation and division. Okay, so they're called Ahl Sunnah because they follow the Sunnah. So if somebody, for example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never spun around the billah, he never spun around and worshipped Allah, he never said in a gathering, he never said, if you say this name 1,000 times, you'll have this reward. He never said that. You can't find that in Bukhari or in Muslim or in any of the books of hadith. And then some people come along and he says, I'm from Ahl Sunnah, I'm from Ahl Sunnah, follow me. And he said, okay, what are you going to do? He said, oh, come with me. They dance around like this. We say, you're Ahl Sunnah. You lied. Don't be silly. I know the Sunnah. He didn't ever do that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to say, he says he's from Ahl Sunnah, but are we going to believe him? Huh? Is it enough just to say, I'm from Ahl Sunnah? Huh? If you say that, is that good? Yeah, that's good. You have to say that, but also your actions have to be in accordance too. Other people, you know what they say? They say, La ilaha illallah, and they say, I'm from Ahl Sunnah. And then they go to the grave and they put their hands on the grave and they beg the grave. Oh, save me. I forgive my sin. Or they go, give my wife a baby. Oh, my son is sick, cure him. And they go to the grave and they call on the man in the grave who's dead. Is he from Ahl Sunnah? Well, he's from the way of the Quraysh. No, he's not from Ahl Sunnah. But you have to know about this because there's people like this. You know what? There's other people. You know what they do? They say, Ahl Sunnah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Even some of them are like, Salafiyah. And you know what they do? They go into the masjid and they kill the Muslims and they blow up the Muslims at the masjid with a bomb. Crazy, silly people. You know what they say though? If you ask them, Ahl Sunnah. We say, Kadhabtum Wallah. You guys are liars. But if we don't learn who really is Ahl Sunnah, we don't learn in this manner like this, somebody might be tricked by them. Be like, oh yeah, that's Ahl Sunnah, and they'll follow them. Those people who do those bad things, they have a bad ending. And they have a bad fate whenever they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they think that they're doing good. This is the worst of all misguidance, to do bad things thinking that it's good things. And this is what happens if we do not have a good foundation in our aqeedah. So therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a good understanding of the deen and to make our hearts firm upon aqeedah at-tawheed and to grant us insight into His religion and proper understanding of His beautiful names and attributes and to put the love of Allah in our hearts and the love of the Messenger in our hearts and to make us from those who follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes and in our streets and in our masjids and in our works and everywhere that we go, inwardly and outwardly, and we ask Him from His favor and from His blessings. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.